Blog Talk Radio.
September 23rd, 2010. Welcome to Yakuza Kick Radio. I am always, as always, I'm your host, J-Cab Morris, and as always, my co-host, Eric Williams. How you doing, Eric?
I'm doing all right. Just, you know, hanging in there. Another Thursday night, and it's going to be an awesome show, as always.
Yep. Should be pretty good. We'll make the best out of it as we can, because I got to be honest to you people out there, I don't have shit to talk about tonight. I normally have my brain is full of wrestling, and, you know, I don't know. To me, it's been a slow week. Maybe I'm not paying attention. You know, maybe there's shit I just missed.
I agree.
I got a few small things to get into about that. You know, as we debuted last week, we definitely have a good amount of fucking football to talk about. I was the big loser, of course, the first week we did it. You know, but these things happen, you know. You can't win them all, so... We're going to do this progressively throughout the season, and, you know, I caught my first loss, so it's no big deal. Don't press on, but, yeah, I definitely wanted to quick give, first off, I'd like to thank the world of wrestling that I don't have to open this show with another rest in peace, because as far as I know, we haven't lost anybody this week, so that's a wonderful note to start off on, even if I ain't got shit to talk about. I'll sacrifice that for everybody being alive and well, you know.
We had a scary situation earlier this week with one Jonah Laurel, aka China, apparently she overdosed.
Who the fuck overdoses on Benadryl? So that's crazy. Is she that allergic that she fucking just ate that much Benadryl? I mean, all right, whatever.
She was fucking hungry. What the fuck do you expect?
Yeah, maybe she was hungry. Yeah. Shit. But she thought they were good and plenties, and just, you know. But, you know, she's still alive and well, and that's fine, you know. I'm a how well, but, you know, things happen. I'm just glad to see everybody alive and breathing fucking a week after I do a show, you know. Definitely want to give a, you know, shout out and congratulations to Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson, American Dragon, however you want to put it. For winning the U.S. title, it's always good to see these indie guys take it to this next level and actually succeed, where they actually are noticed by, you know, this top shelf, as you know, as it's often referred to. You know, these guys that are supposedly so much better, but when one of the guys from the indies, you know, that, you know, supposedly weren't good enough, they take it up to that company, and then they're holding gold. That kind of proves that the indies is not a second rate. Production. It's not a second-rate company, or it's not an off-Broadway play, because when it comes down to it, you put these guys up in the limelight and they'll shine just like they did on the indies. So definitely much respect to that guy, and you know, it's just great to see. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's, you know, it's overdue. I mean, Danielson, or, you know, I always call him Bryan Danielson. You know, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, the guy is overdue. He's been busting his ass on the indies for what? Close to 10 years? 11 years? I don't even know how many.
Yeah. I would say at least 10 years, honestly.
And for the guy to get his for the guy to finally get his due, I mean, I know that championships are really, I mean, nobody gives two shits about championships anymore because, you know, titles, you know, go on people and come off people as quick as they go on people, and it's a really confusing situation sometimes, and sometimes you don't even know what championships are, which and who it's held and who what title. It's just, it's still, you know, it's still like old school tradition that you gotta, you know, if you're a champion, you're gonna be, you know, you're the top, one of the top guys in the company, and I think that they have a lot of confidence in Brian and in Danielson, you know, to give him a belt. They, I mean, if they didn't give, if they didn't have that confidence, they wouldn't give him the belt.
Yeah, and it was also good to see, you know, them break down that barrier, and then, you know, when they did whatever they were doing with him contractually, and actually let him work the indies while he was still under contract, you know, and he was still, you know, had future plans, and then bring him back, and within a month, he's got a strap. I mean, that's big things. And I know, yeah, like you said, the titles don't necessarily mean everything, but you do go down as in the history as a champion. There's been a lot of people who have been overshadowed in the past in the WWF, WWE, you know, who never got the straps, even though they're legendary wrestlers. So, but, you know, I mean, it does mean something to the effect of you do go down in history. You got to look down the list of who was champion before such and such, and then his name's on that list now. And that's great. You know, I think the sky's the limit for this guy and the Cavals, low-key, you know, obviously, CM Punk has already stamped his name in this company, and you know, Evan Bourne is doing big things, and it's great, man. I hope it's just more and more to come out of the indies because they deserve it, man. They bust their ass, you know, as much and often more than the guys in there, and they don't get the, you know, the money, the credit, the respect that the, you know, they really deserve. So, you know, every time one of them makes it, you know, it definitely makes me happy. So.
We also want to welcome Canadian Mad Max to the chat room. He's been in the chat room before, but you know, he likes to ask questions, and you know, really, you know, helps us out a lot with getting, you know, discussions going. But he's in the chat room, and we'd like to thank him for coming for coming in and listening.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a loyal listener. That's cool as hell.
Yep.
The other thing WWE is doing right now, and you know, I just happened to catch a glimpse of this, and this is going to be a spoiler, so you know, don't hate, but you know, the Friday SmackDown, they're doing a thing with this Kane Undertaker feud, and they're supposed to, towards the end of the show, Kane's gonna come out and he's gonna challenge the Undertaker and everything else, and yeah, they're feuding, and that's cool because honestly at this point I really don't give a shit about either guy. Like, they've obviously done a lot in their career, especially Undertaker, but they're just fucking, you know, cashing checks and fucking, you know, punching the clock. They're really not, like, putting on the best match on the card. And that's why, like, you know, the Daniel Bryans and these guys really, you know, they mean the most to me because that's actually, like, the five-star matches you're going to get are the guys that we've been watching on the indies. You know, the legends are legends, but that's where that begins and ends, you know. So, but it's cool to see these legends and stuff sometimes spark up and actually get into a cool angle where you actually give a shit again. So Undertaker and Kane have been feuding, and they come out towards the end of the show, and, you know, Kane's talking about it's his yard now, you fizzled out, nothing is settled from the last pay-per-view, and he challenges Undertaker, so now they're gonna fight in Hell in the Cell and next pay-per-view. So that's cool because, you know, Undertaker, Hell in the Cell, that's always a big thing. So then they got the Druids come down, and they all walk down, the robes and everything else and caskets, and they tell Kane, you know, this one casket's just for you. So he goes, you know, a casket opens, Paul Bearer pops up. He pops up out of the casket, and Undertaker gets, like, this power out of nowhere and just fucks Kane up, and, you know, they go off, they show off of that. I mean, that's just a cool angle that makes me give a shit just a little bit. You know, I mean, it makes me actually like, oh, wow, what's going to happen next? I mean, you know, these guys ain't gonna fucking, you know, jump in a time machine and be it, you know, their youth and be able to work like they used to. But in the same token, it's an interesting storyline and it's kind of cool, you know.
Right.
So.
Canadian Math. I mean, you know the drill with you know, Yakuza Kick Radio. We like to, if you're in the chat room, we like to give away, you know, I mean, tell, you know, put your opinions over the air through the chat room. And Canadian Madman Max says this, and, you know, it's right from the horse's mouth. So, well, not the horse's mouth, but you know what I'm saying. Basically, Brian Danielson definitely deserves the push that they're giving him. I just hope they don't. And there's explicit. It doesn't show the curse word, but it does. It says don't blash up and overlook Caval because he deserves the same just as much.
So he's saying, yeah, he hopes they don't fuck shit up, and you know, hopefully Caval gets the same push. Well, he just got here. They put him over in the NXT or whatever the fuck they call it, season two, and you know, that's something that they didn't do for Danielson. They went a different way about it, but they did, however, give you know, him an instant push through winning that. They put him as like the underdog guy, and had the only guy in the whole season with chicks as his mentor. And everybody who knows Low Key knows that that's funny as hell, because he's one of the most fucking the least needing of a mentor out of fucking the class, and that, there's no maybe about that. But I believe, you know, the more these guys are in the company and the more they look down the roster is, you know, who can we match up with this guy? Who can we match up with that guy? Oh, shit, well, Danielson, you know, he's really getting reaction. Who can we put on the best match with this guy? Oh, shit. You know, and then all of a sudden people are dropping tapes on the boss's desk and say, you work fucking, like a 90-minute draw with Danielson back in 01. Like, oh, shit, now look at this. You know, you know, the indies are just going to get noticed more and more. And a guy like Low Key, the only thing will ever hold that guy back is his attitude. Anybody that knows Low Key and his independent work, because he's not the easiest guy to work with. However, he is a perfectionist in the ring. And a lot of times when you work that hard to be as good as he is, you don't take someone else's unprofessionalism or you don't take anybody else's shortcomings lightly, because you work as hard as you do to get yourself on the next level, you're not about to have somebody fuck it up for you, you know. So that's, I kind of understand why his attitude is where it is, but it's also the reason why it's taken this long for him to be where he is. So, you know, off of that, I mean, on the indies, he's definitely one of my favorite guys to watch. I mean, he's fucking unbelievable. And I echo your comments and definitely saying that, you know, I hope they don't fuck him over, but I think as his talent stays, you know, what his talent's going to be, there's no way to fuck this guy over unless he fucks himself.
I think you're right.
Yeah. I mean, he's just talent above talent. And, you know, there's not a lot more to say about that. I mean, this guy could work with the biggest fucking guys. I've seen him pick up, you know, who's the guy I saw him pick up on a couple of years ago? Balls Mahoney, I think. I think it was Balls. It just picked Balls up and hit him with the fucking the key crusher. You know, shit like that. I mean, you got to know that this guy is definitely a lot stronger and, you know, packs a much harder punch than you would see out of a guy that size. So he's something special, and I think you've definitely just begun to see what this guy's going to do in the WWE. So
I think you're right. I think we have some more news. I want to see what this is. I'm just reading some stuff online, and I'll probably just, you know, throw out some real quick things.
Right.
You know.
Well, Matt Hardy's still being a douche, in case anybody lost track of that. He's not done being a douche. He's keeping strong.
Yeah. According
to... Speaking of where titles don't mean anything, That's one guy titles apparently mean the fucking world to, and he gets real butthurt when people don't give him a whole shitload of titles, and he's not pushed every second of the day, even though he's been under contract for more years consistently than most guys in the business. But, you know, whatever works for him.
According to PW Insider, Christian is going to be out for at least 6 months due to injury.
I mean,
I just clicked on the article. Suffered a torn pectoral muscle, and he's having surgery this week.
Yeah, that's hard, because, I mean, this is a guy that, to me, I mean, he's played his role and everything else, but it's just, it's always been hard to put him as a credible main eventer. TNA did it like it was fucking, like it was normal, and that's because they're TNA and they're half retarded, but I've never got him. You know what I mean? Like, he plays a good, he carries a good match with somebody, but to me, he's never been like the face of faces. He's never been like the, he could be the douche heel, but he's never been like, oh, I can't wait to see fucking Christian wrestle anybody next week. Like, it just needs to be something else set up with it. You know, obviously the Edge and Christian shit got over big back in the day, and, you know, the ladder matches, but they were more or less opponents for the Hardys at the time. They weren't, you know, the definitely to-be-seen guys. There was, you know, Jeff diving off every fucking thing under the sun, and that's what got a lot of people to tune into that. And, you know, they definitely played their part in the match. No disrespect to them whatsoever, but, you know, especially when you take time off like he's going to have to now, it's going to be hard to push him correctly, you know, and actually get him somewhere where, you know, he could be utilized right. You know, they gave him the ECW title, and okay, and then, you know, not a whole lot, so.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, other than that, we got some, I mean, CZW's doing, I mean, that's next, what's that, in 2 weeks, CZW show?
Well, CZW would be October 9th. That would be, yeah, I believe 2 weeks.
3 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks. Yeah, you're right. Yep, you're right, 2 weeks.
Yeah, time's going fast, and I think a week later is when they're going to... They're going to Massachusetts or Germany first? I know they're going all over the fucking place.
They're going to Massachusetts first.
Massachusetts first.
And in November. Yeah. November's Germany. November.
Yeah, tear shit up in there, and then they're going to go to Germany, do some kind of TOD versus Gorefest thing. They got a bunch of guys going over there. That should be really big. They got this last stretch of CZW's year, man. They're really, I think they're going to turn it up quite a bit. They got a lot of, like, international stuff going on. They got a lot of spreading their name across the country. They got, you know, of course, the, you know, one of the best shows of the year, end of the year, CZW's WrestleMania. They got Cage of Death, which is going to be phenomenal. I was kind of upset to hear that Jersey All-Pro is running a tag tournament up against it.
No, they changed it. They changed it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, basically that they're doing the 12th the anniversary show.
On what?
Well, no, the Jersey All-Pro is running an anniversary show on December 11th. And what about this? You ready to hear another? Something interesting. At the TNA House Show in New York, Amazing Red defeated Jay Lethal to win the TNA X Division Championship.
Oh, wow, yeah, that's cool. I mean, it's a house show. They'll probably give it back to Lethal before they get back on TV, but that's cool.
I mean,
yeah, that's cool, man. I mean, I wish I could get out to one of them TNA shows, but there's so many things stacked against me doing that. It's not gonna happen. Yeah, just to do it and see some of these guys that I don't really get to see, you know, in front of me live or anything. And you know, I'm not really sure. You know, ticket prices. I'm guessing it's probably up there. And
$60 just, at least.
$50. Yeah. $50. Well. You know, just not in the cards for me, and I'm pretty sure that they don't allow cameras in there, which is another strike against me, and you know, generally they don't in the bigger companies. I think, like, even an ROH doesn't let a digital camera in the door. I know they used to. They used to not let digital cameras in the door, but, you know, I mean, just a few things that just kind of, you know, weigh against my options. You know, the thing with me is always, you know, rides, babysitters, and money. Yeah, so those things come together, then I could definitely make some moves.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you want? Oh, wow.
What's that?
Nah, somebody just sent me a message saying that I'm trying to figure out who it is, but I know what it is. Chris Jericho posted on his Twitter page last night that he was just informed that he was voted into the 2010 Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame.
Okay, that's cool. I think he's going to be taking some time off the WWE too. They just ran like a stretcher, ambulance, punt kick angle.
Yeah, I've seen that. That information was from Canadian Mad Max. So we'd like to thank him for his.
Yeah, Jericho's a great worker. So that's good. Whoever, you know, giving him respect, that's good for him. And like I said, you know, it's just kind of. Kind of fucking bobbing in the water because we, you know, we really didn't have a whole shitload lined up for this week wrestling-wise, and you know, we can only report the news. We could talk about things that happened, but if ain't shit happening, you know, what are we gonna do? Got a new dog this week. That's cool. You know.
Woof woof. Woof woof. Yeah.
And that's not my dog. That's fucking Eric. So, you know.
No, that's your dog.
All right. So, you know, that shit's cool. Shout out to Lily. Shout out my dog on the fucking radio. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you could pull up any more, you know, wrestling things, you know, we could get into. That's cool. If not, you know, we
hey,
can
why
shoot
don't,
over
hey,
to the.
Why don't you thank somebody for promoting our show as always? Why don't you thank them for because they're listening. I know they're listening.
Shout out to Nina. All right. Such an exciting topic to just be like forced into plugging somebody for, you know. So yeah, I don't know, man. So like I said, if, I don't know what you got about any other wrestling. We got the football talk. If Mad Max or anybody else got some, you know, wrestling shit to throw out, definitely throw it out. So you keep this moving and.
We'll probably go into football at like 9:30. We have about 9 minutes left. Let me check some more information out. See if we got any indie shit. Let's see. Anything in wrestling that's pissing you off lately that you want to,
I got enough other shit to be pissed off about than fucking focus on wrestling, get all fucking riled up.
So, football.
Yeah. It's fucking hilarious.
Hey, what? Why don't we talk about the J.C. Bailey Memorial Show? And I have the results in front of me if you want me to read off the results.
Yeah, sure. I heard that was really good. They actually raised over $2,000 for the man, and that's great. He's going to get a great headstone, and he deserves it. And, you know, thank you for everybody that turned out and, you know, actually helped him out. You know, we've been promoting that, but, you know.
Oh, no, that's something different. Madman Pondo's running. I clicked on the wrong thing.
Yeah. That is another thing. Yeah, now that you reminded me, definitely.
Madman Pondo, 100% of it. It's $10 tickets. Donation is October 6th in Nitro, West Virginia, at the Nitro Community Center. It's IWA East Coast presents Forever Hardcore, the J.C. Bailey Memorial Show, featuring the best in independent wrestling from across the country, paying tribute to a fallen friend and brother. And they will be adding names of the stars of the show as we go.
They already have, of course, you know, Madman Pondo himself. They have the Necro Butcher is going to be involved. They got a bunch of guys already signed up for that. I've seen like a short list. I don't have it in front of me, but I did see a short list of some pretty great talents so far, and. It's gonna be another good thing, man. And you know, the more money raised, the more respect paid to this man, the better, man. Because he deserved it. He earned it. And you know, there's no better way than actually supporting him. You know, and that's what we got to do.
All right, I got the results for the J.C. Bailey Memorial Show. I'll read them off, and you can hear about them. And maybe at the end of it, you can throw out, you know, a couple thoughts. All right.
Yeah.
All right. In the opening matchup of the night, Tarek the Legend defeated Bobby Black, Jake and Dave Crist, American Kickboxer 2, and Heiza in a six-man match. Match number 2, Simon Says defeated Max Misery. Match number 3, Vito Tomaselli defeated Joseph Schwartz. Match number 4, Mickey Knuckles and Brandon Prophet defeated Jason Pennington and Diablo, which turned into brain damage, defeating Brandon Prophet. Sammy Callahan defeated Toby Klein. The original American Kickboxer defeated Apollo Starr. In match number 8 of the evening, saw Simon Says defeated Ian Rotten. Match number 9 saw Bull Payne defeat Dave Davidson and J.K. Owens, and Nate Webb defeated Clifton Crunk. John Moxley defeated Danny Havoc. And in the main event of the evening, Scotty Vortex defeated Drake Younger in a TLC match.
Yeah, it sounded like a really good show. I heard the main event was fucking crazy, and a lot of those other matches I'm sure were great. Simon Says actually got 2 matches on that card. That was pretty cool because, for starters, like, who did he wrestled his first one? I don't remember. Second, he wrestled Ian, right?
The first, he wrestled Max Misery.
Okay. And second, he wrestled Ian, right?
Yep.
Yeah, well, he was substituting for, if anybody doesn't know, Simon Says was JC Bailey's first opponent, you know, in a wrestling match. So, you know, this is, you know, was the start of his career. And he was replacing Devin Moore in the match against Ian because Devin Moore, unfortunately, he actually guest refereed the match, but he was out due to a staph infection. And I had talked to him, you know, a week prior to that show, and he was hoping and praying he was going to be cleared for that day, but obviously he wasn't. And but, you know, he still came out to support, and, you know, much respect to that guy, man. And, yeah, it was cool to see, you know, Simon Says, you know, pop up and, you know, do a bunch for JC because obviously he has a long, long history with the man as long as he's been in the business. So, yeah, it was good. And I'm glad they raised a lot of money for him because, you know, he definitely deserved it.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about football now?
Yeah, we can get into that.
And basically what we're going to do is we'll do a little bit different than this week. We'll do our picks as always, but we'll also I'll run down some of the games and do some stats of, you know, some notable stats from a game from that game, and, you know, we'll go to this week's game. So if you want to do that first.
Yeah, we'll make our picks for this week last, you know, or, you know, closer to last because, you know, we want to get into reviewing what we've done. You know, for those who weren't listening last week, we started doing picks with point spreads and all of that, and we're going head-to-head against each other, and I took my first week loss. I only had 6 wins, and Eric ended up with 10 wins. So
What was that, 10 wins? Is that what you said?
Yeah, well, I mean, if this was for money, you could buy a hearing aid, and then, you know, we'd be good. But, yeah, I think everybody else heard me. And then, you know, there was a lot of surprises this week. And, I mean, that's hard to deny. I mean, you know, like I said, you don't win them all, and I'm not fucking perfect. So I don't plan on winning every week or fucking, you know. I go in and do my best, you know. It is what it is. But, yeah, a lot of surprises this week, including my team, which I got to get into first because it's my team. But, I got to be honest with you, man. I lost that because of the spread and everything because I did pick New Orleans against my team because, well, first off, week one, we got smashed by Seattle. Smashed. Like no pride, no nothing. Like, just fuck the fuck up. And when you're following that with a Monday night game against the Super Bowl champions, what do you think is going to happen? I don't care if it's your team or it's not your team. Like, what do you think is going to happen, right? Well, you know, oddly enough, we outplayed that team. And, you know, the end result, we didn't win. I mean, we lost by 3 to the Super Bowl champions. And, I mean, if it wasn't for all them damn turnovers that we put up, we definitely would have, you know, we would have surprised the shit out of the world. And I think we did anyway by, you know, the play we put out there. You know, unfortunately, in the process, Reggie Bush got taken out for 6 weeks. But, you know, this is what I expect our defense to do, and this is what I expect my team to do because it's been years of building and hoping and what the fuck, and, you know, this quarterback and not having an offensive line. And this year they really dedicated their, you know, they put all their draft pretty much into the line. And this week it definitely showed. Alex Smith, for the first time ever, impressed me. He had a lot of time to work back there. He really put out a lot of shit. Frank Gore is the beast he's always been, banging out in there. You know, Vernon Davis, who I would argue is the best tight end in the league right now. I mean, y'all want to show me stats and tell me why he's not. He's tied for the fucking top touchdowns in the season from a tight end last year. You know, Pro Bowl, all that shit. But we got enough weapons, and it's about time we pull in some fucking wins. And we haven't done that yet, but shit, we put up a fight and a half against the Super Bowl champion. So I'm really, really happy about that, man. I was fucking screaming at my TV, man. I expected to just be shaking my head and fucking palming my forehead and shit all game. But, nah, it was a damn good game. So I'm hoping that we could do the same against the Chiefs this coming week. But, you know. We'll bounce off of that and let Eric talk about his team for a minute, you know, because week in, week out, that's obviously what's going to affect you more than anything else is, you know, what happened with your team. So how you feel about your outcome?
Shitty, and I'm not going to talk any more about it because I'm not in the fucking mood to talk about that bullshit game.
Well, I don't think it's all that serious, but, you know, these things happen, man.
Nah, I just said that to get a reaction out of you, you're like, what the fuck is he talking about? Nah,
yeah.
it was a shitty game, and they let the fucking Lions back in the game, and they fucking did shitty on fucking defense again. And
yeah, I gotta say, definitely, your Eagles defense is looking sorry as hell. The Lions, they're not the same team that you would just shit on. They're really not. Like, a lot of people, you know, just know the Lions for the past, you know, handful of years as just, you know, garbage and, like, definitely nothing to be fucking worried about week in and week out. But you gotta remember, like, week one, they got robbed of a fucking win. That shit was a touchdown and they should have won that fucking game. So you would have been facing a 1-0 Lions team that you put up a lot of fight. They put up a lot of fight in that game. So yeah, your defense faltered, but I don't think your defense was, you know, that loaded and stacked up when it came into the season. You know, I don't think that was your strong point, not at least not anymore. And you know, you had leaders and you have B-Docs and all that shit that left in the, you know, years past. Just it's not the same behind, you know, the defensive front that it was before. I mean, you lost your team leader in McNabb. You got all sorts of just loose ends going on. Another team leader, you gave that shit away to us. Fucking, we got Brian Westbrook. We haven't even had to use him yet. We just let him hang out. You know what I mean? but yeah, I mean, you guys are definitely in the rebuilding process. So, I mean, these things are to be expected. You had a pretty solid team, you know. Obviously, they didn't win shit, you know, title-wise. But, you know, you had a team that was pretty much reliable to be in the game. You know, with the McNabb and the Westbrook and, you know, the B-Doc, and you had a bunch of shit going on that you were going to have to deal with playing the Eagles. And they moved on from all that shit, you know. So, you know, and we had talked earlier about this too, and, you know, your thoughts on the whole giving Vic the starting quarterback job. Well, I think it's more of a 1-2 punch, and I think it's more of the fact that, you know, Cobb is more of like a quarterback of the future, something that you could let build up and you could build the team around and you could try to really make him happen. Vic is an impact player. Vic is a guy that you're just going to put in and watch him do some crazy shit that nobody in the NFL could do from the quarterback position. So I personally don't believe you're going to be able to sign both of these guys next year. So you got to use this 1-2 punch as well as you can this year and see where it gets you. You know, that's just my opinion on the situation. You know, I ain't fucking Andy Reid or nothing, but that's just how I see it, because Vic is, you know, he had to prove himself back in the NFL, and I think he's doing that by quite a leap and bound this year, and it's only been 2 games.
Right.
So even though, you know, teams have, you know, definitely competed with him, and, you know, they've still had a wall to climb. I said it last week. The game, not this past week, the week before, y'all would have got sacked fucking 8 times if it wasn't Mike Vick that was running around back there. Because,
I agree. I totally agree.
You know, and that alone proves himself as you know, someone that you can stake money on. I mean, there's a lot of teams with shitty fucking quarterbacks that are like, fuck it, you know. yeah, he did some shit in the past, and yeah, that, people do shit and this and that. I still think he's a scumbag. I really don't give a fuck if he dies tomorrow. But I'm not going to deny his talent, and I'm not going to deny that he's an asset to the NFL because the guy puts in work, man. He's got talent. He's got, like, that Barry Sanders shit that you can't just recreate. You can't teach somebody that shit. It's just something you got, you know, and, not that fucking Barry Sanders was drowning dogs or anything like that. I'm just saying that, you know, it's some shit you can't teach, you know. It's just like a born gift this guy's got.
Right.
So I think he's going to be offered some money next year. And, you know, with Cobb, you know, as the guy that you guys want for the future and getting paid a bunch of money right now, that's hard to afford two quarterbacks at that level. So it'll be definitely a decision to make, and we'll have to see where it goes. I mean, it's very early in the season, and we'll have to see, man. There's still a lot of games to be played, so.
A lot of games.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you, and through that NFC East, I didn't expect it to look how it looked, because for the most part, that fucking division, I mean, through the years, that division has been the division to beat in the NFC. I mean, sometimes you end up with, like, you know, 2-3 of them in the playoffs. The three of them are playing, like, final week to see which one is making the playoffs. They're all, like, right on that edge. The Cowboys, the Eagles, the Giants. Well, the Giants are looking sloppy as fuck. That week one game they won, and that was, like, one of the sloppiest wins in the history of the fucking NFL. They couldn't drop the ball more and win if they tried. the better Manning won this week and, beat him up. And it's just to be expected off of what I've seen week one is in no way week two. After Manning took that upset to Houston, who's a very improved team, it was not a fluke. Peyton was going to come back and put an ass whooping on his brother. That was just going to happen. So, kind of seen that coming. And, off of that Houston thing that I just said, on to next week where another team is looking like shit, the fucking paper-thin offensive line of the Dallas Cowboys. Romo is running around back there like, I don't know, man, like the only nerd in school or some shit, man. He's running scared like Richard Pryor, man. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck to tell this guy, but he needs to be Mike Vick or something because he's got a lot of running to do this season. There's going to be fumbles. There's going to be interceptions. I mean, this guy's, man, he's got his work cut out for him because that line is not holding up. And you're about to play Super Mario. Super Mario is going to be in his ass all game. Watch Mario Williams pick up 3 sacks or more on Sunday. Watch that shit because, man, Dallas is not ready. They're just not ready. Surprisingly enough, the Redskins, who were probably like the fourth team on that list, they're actually looking a little better. You know, they got McNabb and they got some weapons there, and they just kind of look like, not that they look like a team of the future at all, because they more or less took pieces that other people had to make them work for this year. You know, and that's, you know, I mean, some teams do that. Look at the fucking Bengals. You know, but, you know, shit like this. I mean, it's not a surprise that they're doing what they're doing, but in the same token, they're a little more of a force than these other teams that don't even know what the fuck, they don't know left from right right now. They're really broken the fuck up. NFC East, man, and it sucks because this is like what plays on my fucking TV. I get the Giants every week, I get the Eagles every week, and I could give a shit about watching either one of them. So, yeah, man, I got to go over to my boy's house with fucking the satellite so I can watch my Niners. He's a Dolphins fan, so I got to put up with that. But at the same time, hey, man, I'd rather watch the fucking Dolphins than everything else. They're looking impressive this week, this year thus far. They you know, a lot of teams that people thought next coming, you know, they go, oh, shit, the fucking Jets, they signed all this shit. Jets ain't looking that hot. I mean, they did their thing this week, but first week they look like shit. It's going to be a real test to play another division rival the following week in the impressive-looking Miami Dolphins. So we got that to look forward to. We got Minnesota. I don't know, man. I don't know if Brett Favre should just check into a retirement home now or, you know, or what the case is, but he's throwing picks. He's looking like that shitty Brett Favre. You know, like that Jets Brett Favre. He's looking like that end of the Green Bay run Brett Favre. Like, just not the dude you're dying for. Definitely not a last year Brett Favre. And I can't stand the guy, but you know, again with the talent, you can't deny his talent. But you know, he might just need to hang that shit up. I don't think people are gonna, if he plays like this all season, I don't think anybody's going to be waiting on his decision at the end of the fucking year. They're going to be like, do what you want to do, bro. Fucking play video games. Fucking, you know, do some commercials. We don't give a shit, bro. Go fucking fight in the UFC. We don't give a shit about you anymore. You know, I mean, I think his time is passing. And Minnesota's definitely not what they're cracked up to be. Adrian Peterson is a beast, man. He's definitely one of the best backs in the league, if not the best. And great fucking shit to watch, but his fucking quarterback senile, and he's throwing to the wrong color jersey. So, yeah. What else is going on in the NFL? A lot of shit. Green Bay's looking pretty impressive.
That's 2-0. Yeah, it did look pretty impressive. JerMichael Finley had 4 catches for 103 yards in that game against the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I mean, it's only the Bills. But they have looked pretty impressive. They beat some other team on week one. I don't really remember who that was.
That game, I don't remember. I don't know what you're talking about, Jay. I think you're. Yeah. Are you a little tired there?
Escapes.
I think it's time for you to go to
bed. Yeah, your memory escapes you as well. But you know, it was some other team. Some little
memory.
Zippy quarterback.
I don't have memory.
Yeah. Yeah. Baltimore's not looking too bad either. You know, they've had their slip-ups and whatnot, but I'll be damned if Ray Lewis is fucking aging because this fucking guy, man, he's still hitting hard. He's still moving all over the field. Like, god damn, with that guy, man, he ain't bullshitting.
Right. How about
Ray
Houston?
Lewis.
How about the Houston Texans?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just said very, very impressive, and Super
Schaub.
Mario is going to be a...
Matt Schaub, 497 yards, 3 touchdowns. Andre Jones, 12 catches, 150 yards.
Completely monstrous. And they're going to be in the fucking Cowboys' ass. We'll see who the best in Texas is this fucking week because I'm telling you, man, it ain't the Cowboys. And maybe they'll catch a good little week and they'll get a little
fuck
run
the Cowboys.
For them.
Fuck the Cowboys.
I echo that, man. Yeah, I echo all of that, but I still think that you know, first off, I'm tired out of America's team shit because I fucking live in this country and I never liked the fucking Cowboys and this motherfucker never liked the Cowboys and I know a lot of fucking people that don't like the Cowboys, so maybe they need to take a new poll for what America's fucking team is, you know, and what America's fucking sport is, because I'm gonna go with the NFL instead of this fucking baseball, so people be. You know, and people like baseball still. That's you know, but I don't think it's more important, or not important. I don't think it's more popular than the NFL. I think that's crazy. So America's sporting and America's team needs to be re-voted on. I don't really know what it would come out in football. I mean, maybe it would be the Cowboys. I don't know. I would like to see that shit voted on again. They just like deemed that shit like 100 years ago. Now I gotta get it rammed down my fucking throat every fucking week about. You know, oh, shit, fucking America's team, and then nobody else seems to give a fuck, you know. You definitely see a lot of Cowboy fans, but I don't know, man. Fucking America, the entire country, shit,
the
man.
The views of J. Cap Morris do not represent the views of Eric Williams.
shit. You know, yeah, whatever, you throw your disclaimers and all of that, but, you know.
Hey Jay, are we going the full 90, or do you want to just go the full hour?
I don't know how long we got.
got 15 minutes remaining in the show.
Yeah, we're going to have to go a little bit longer than an hour just to get these picks in, honestly. Otherwise, I'm going to have to turn into that micro machine asshole from back in the day. And I don't know how to... I don't know how to speak like a fucking, like a down-south auctioneer.
Sold to number 28 over there, Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, I don't know how to do none of that shit, so, I guess we can get into this now, do the picks for this week. First game, we got Cleveland at Baltimore, and they're giving Baltimore's favored by 10.5 points. I don't know if you want to go first, you want me to go first?
Baltimore and Cleveland. You know what? I'm going to go with Baltimore.
Yeah, I got to say I'm going to go with Baltimore, too. As we, you know, had talked about earlier, you know, with Joe Flacco and, you know, Husmanzada over there, man, he's yet to really, like, do what he can do over there. I mean, they got Antoine Bolden. They got some shit on the receiving core and everything else, and that defense ain't fucking around. So I would believe they're going to beat Cleveland by 2 touchdowns, at least.
Right.
So I think that 10.5 is a safe bet on both of us, and hopefully we'll be getting that. Next game is Cincinnati at Carolina, and Cincinnati's favored by 3.5 points. I'm going to go with Cincinnati because – these guys got to start actually doing something. They went out and bought all the jerk-offs in the NFL, and minus a few. And all the talented jerk-offs in the NFL are hanging out over there and really not winning fucking games. Did they pull in last week?
Who?
Cincinnati.
Bengals? They're 1-1.
Okay, yeah, so they did win this week. But, you know, me, I'm going to go with the Bengals. I think they could cover 3.5. You know, these guys, I mean, they got the fucking world to talk, but, you know, you're going to have a fucking winning record for most of the season. Otherwise, you know, your fucking argument is invalid. Carson Palmer's a good enough quarterback. You can't blame it on your quarterback or have T.O. start crying about his fucking quarterback. you can't do none of that shit. You're just going to have to, you know, catch the damn ball and fucking score touchdowns. So, I go with Cincinnati.
I'm going to say Carolina.
All right. I hear you.
Carolina because, you know, they haven't really, you know, Matt Moore, who has thrown for 307 yards this season, 2 touchdowns, and, you know, they got D'Angelo Williams, you know, who hasn't scored a touchdown, you know, a rushing touchdown yet this year. I think he'll see the end zone in this game.
Okay, well, you could hope. Next game, Dallas at Houston, the Battle of Texas. Houston's favored by 2.5, not a big spread, and I think their work is speak volumes this year. That's your pick.
I'm going to pick Houston.
Yeah, I damn sure am too, because I expect Mario to dissect fucking...
Romo, put him in the ground.
Romo like a fucking frog.
Homo, like a homo. Romo like a homo. How about that one?
You're going to dissect him like a frog in science class, man. What the fuck is going to happen? So, next game, we got my Niners at the Kansas City Chiefs. My Niners are favored by 1.5, and I got to side with my Niners, man. I'm fucking riding that wave right now, and if we can fucking only lose the Super Bowl champions by 3 points, and Kansas City's pretty fucking impressive this year. Don't. You know, I'm not sleeping on them, but I got to say, man, if we play half as good as we did against them, we're beating most teams. So I'm going with the Niners.
You know I'm not picking the fucking Niners. Bullshit. Hell no. Pick Kansas City. Go Chiefs. All right. 2-0, baby. 2-0.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah. I mean, you picked my Niners last week. Don't act like you'll never do that shit. And you fucking won a game by fucking points. You know what I mean? So you can settle down with all that shit.
Who won last week? I don't remember.
Who won what?
the picks last week. Who won last week?
Well, yeah, because you picked my Niners, that I gave you one more win than I had. But, you know, it was a 4-point difference, so it's not just that game. But still, my Niners did get you up there. It's, you know, just saying. We got Detroit at Minnesota. Minnesota's favored by 10.5. Your pick.
Gonna go with Minnesota.
And I'm going with Detroit because I think that Brett Favre is done. I think he's a fucking washed up motherfucker, and he should go do some more jeans commercials and shit like that. maybe a Viagra commercial or something like that. And you know, Detroit. I don't think Detroit's a bad team, man. I think they got a lot of fight in them. And Minnesota's looking like shit right now, man. And even if they don't win, I don't think Minnesota's putting up fucking over 10.5 on them. I think that's crazy because Brett's been so unstable. I mean, he needs medication, man. So, next game being Buffalo at New England. And New England is favored by 13.5. I'm going to have to go out on a... I'm going to have to go out and say, go Tom Brady and the Patriots, man. They got to be mad as hell after losing this game. And, I think they're going to blow Buffalo up.
I agree. Totally agree. I'm picking New England.
All right. Next game, we got Atlanta at the New Orleans Saints. The Reggie Bushless New Orleans Saints. The New Orleans Saints are favored by 5.5.
I'm going to go with Atlanta.
All right, and I'm going to go with the Saints because I think sometimes you lose those top guys and, you know, it energizes you. Okay. Then the next game we got is the Tennessee Titans versus the New York Giants. The Giants are favored by 2.5. And is that my pick?
That is your pick.
Okay. My pick, I'm going to go with Tennessee. The Giants have just been far too sloppy for my taste, and I'm not a Giant fan, so I have no reason to think that they're going to bounce back.
What's the line again?
2.5.
Giants?
Yeah, 2.5 Giants.
I'm going to go with the Giants.
All right.
You got Tennessee?
Yep.
Okay.
Next game, we got the Pittsburgh Steelers versus Tampa Bay. Pittsburgh is favored by 2.5.
I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
All right. I think I got to go with Pittsburgh as well. Just really haven't seen that much out of Tampa Bay to lean me towards them enough. Yeah, I know they're missing Roethlisberger over there and all of that stuff, but their defense is still holding up pretty well. And I got to say that, Pittsburgh will probably win that. It's really they got to kick a field goal and they cover the spread. So, yeah, I figure that's a pretty safe bet, I think. Even though, you know, they're giving them points while being home at Tampa Bay, but I don't think that's going to make a big difference. This isn't the frozen tundra. It's fucking Florida. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right. Next game, we got the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. Philadelphia is getting 2.5 points.
I'm going with Philly.
Oh, that's shocking. I think I'm gonna go with Philly too. Like the way that scumbag zipping around back there, and I think he's gonna make some big plays. And I don't think Jacksonville has the upcoming streak that some of these other teams have had. I think they could pull that win off. And again, it's only a field goal. there, you know, if this was a 7.5 spread, I would definitely go with Jacksonville, but it's not, and I got to go with Philly. Next game, we got Washington versus St. Louis. Washington's getting 3.5, and I'm going to go with Washington.
And I'm going to agree with you.
All right. Yeah, I haven't seen enough out of St. Louis to say that. I mean, they've been competitive, probably better than they have in the past few, but to my complete disagreeance, because, you know, obviously everybody in the fucking division with us, you know, got to step their game up at the same time that we do, so it's hard, but, you know. Yeah, I think Washington could still pull that out. Next game being Oakland versus Arizona. Arizona's getting 4.5 points.
I'm going to go with Oakland.
Okay, I'm going to go with Arizona. And I really don't know why, but it is what it is. I have no faith in Oakland at all this season. I don't know why. I have no idea, but until they prove me wrong and put up like a really good game, I can't bank on them. But next game, Indianapolis versus Denver. Indianapolis is getting 6.5.
Going with Indy.
You're going with Indy?
Yep.
I got to go with you. After, you know, that giant trouncing, I don't know how much better. And, again, I don't give a lot of credit to the Giants for what they're doing this year, but got to say that I don't think Denver's going to put up a lot more fight than them and probably face a similar fate. They only got to win by a touchdown, and I'm going to go with Indy. Next game is San Diego versus Seattle. San Diego's getting 5.5. And I'm going to go with Seattle.
What was the spread again?
San Diego's getting 5.5.
I'll take the 5.5 for San Diego.
So you're going with San Diego?
Yep.
All right. Got the big Sunday night division matchup of the New York Jets versus the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins are getting 2.5.
Miami 2.5. Wow. I'm going to go with the Miami Dolphins.
And so am I. Although the Jets did pull out. Oh, no. Wait. My bad. I am going with the Jets. I forgot that I had a previous arrangement with somebody else, and I can't be rooting against both of myself. You know, I and my buddy's a Dolphin fan, and we've been talking about this since the beginning of the season. And although it's going to be a hard one, man. I mean, if the Jets play the Dolphins like they played the Patriots, they'll be in there. I mean, if they play them, like, who did they play week one?
New England.
They played New England week one?
I think so.
They played New England this past week.
I don't remember.
Yeah, didn't they just beat New England this week?
The Jets?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying. I think Miami played New England though week one, didn't they?
I think so. I think so, but, I mean, I was trying to figure out who the Jets played the 2 weeks, you know.
Okay.
The second week, they played New England, and they beat New England pretty good. First week, I forget who they played, but not so well, and looked really, really bad. So, what I'm saying is, if the Jets come out playing like they did against New England, then Miami's got something to worry about. But Miami's played pretty tough themselves, so it's kind of a toss-up, but...
Let me figure out who the Dolphins played the Bills week one, and the Jets played the Ravens week one.
Right.
Monday night, and it was 10. They lost 10-9.
Yeah, they couldn't get anything going in that game. So, Sanchez
threw for 74 yards in that game.
Yeah, that's so impressive. So, it is what it is with that, man. It's going to be a toss-up game. I mean, the Jets have been like playoff caliber, and the Miami Dolphins have knocked them off, and vice versa, because those guys are at each other's throats, and there's a reason why it's a Sunday night game, because these guys, it's a coin toss, man. They're just going to go out there, they're going to fuck each other up, and it should be a lot of fun to watch. But, yeah, I'm going to go with the Jets. You're going with Miami.
Yep.
That's good. We got something on the line there just because definitely a fun game to watch. Monday night, got another one of those little slugfests, those divisional slugfests. Got Green Bay Packers versus Chicago Bears. Green Bay is getting 2.5. And it's my pick.
Yep.
Got to go with the Green Bay Packers. I think they're one of the most impressive teams in the NFC. And, got to go with them.
I'm going to pick an upset here. I'm going to pick the Chicago Bears.
All right. Yeah, well, it's only, a 2.5 spread. So it should be something, man. So we definitely got a week ahead of us. And we got a lot of the similar teams. Put it this way, we got
five of the same teams.
I think we have seven of the same teams.
One, two, three, four, five. Seven. Yep.
Yeah.
You're right.
We got seven of the same teams out of, 13 games or something?
Yep.
So, it's down to that other six games on what's going to be the deciding factor on who
actually, wins. There's 16 games. There's 16 games. Yep.
Okay,
No bye week yet. But
right. Yeah. So, it's going to be nine games that decide who comes out the top and talks that shit next week. And so help you God if I come out on top, because it's going to be some revenge, buddy, But, yeah, man, I'm going to get definitely back on my horse on this football season because, I've done well in football pools in the past. And this season, man, I won, we only started this last week because, we were doing the JC tribute on, the first week of the season, and that doesn't bother me in the least because, so much more important than any kind of sport that I could put out there, to pay respect to somebody is, that's unforgettable. You really, you can't find something better to do. There's no way you could replace those plans. And so, I came up with this, in between weeks, and I said, hey, let's add this to the show. And Eric was right on board with it. And, we started doing this last week, and he fucking laid a fucking ass whooping on me, and get right back on it. But like I said, I've done well in the past in football pools. Past couple of years, I've done pretty impressive. Nothing to write home about. I'm not not betting in Vegas or any of that shit. But I look forward to it week in and week out. It gives me something to do on my only day off, and definitely looking forward to this week.
I agree. Hey, Jay, I don't know if you want to do this or not, but we have some time. Do you want to play the DJ Hyde thing that we were supposed to play like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. You know what? Let's do that because it did slip my mind last week. We're on a very short time schedule last week, and I gotta apologize straight up to DJ for not doing that. But we had technical difficulties on the night of the JC Bailey tribute. And what had happened is, we got completely cut off, and we still had one pre-recorded guest, which happened to be DJ Hyde, to play. So, out of respect, there's no way we're going to let it go unheard, and we definitely want to air it out for the public, because everybody that called in and everybody that, shared their thoughts, it was heartfelt, and, as much respect to DJ and definitely everybody else that called in, so... without further ado, let's go ahead and play DJ's.
Just so everyone knows that this is actually a pre-recorded segment, so there's going to be a lot of things that are talked about in this segment that already happened. The JC Bailey tribute show, you know, like we were talking about earlier, it already happened. But it's just,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely. It's a shame we didn't get to play it that night, but, you know, out of respect, you know, this was made for that night, which was, you know, 2 weeks ago tonight. So, yeah, like I said, Eric said to, you know, you got to take it in retrospect because it's, you know, it was meant for that night. It was done earlier that week, and go ahead with that.
All right, and then we have 24 minutes. Okay, all right, I'm going to play right now.
Welcome to Stitches Are for Bitches, Wear the Scar, the tribute to J.C. Bailey. Welcome to the show right now is the owner of CZW, DJ Hyde. How you doing, DJ?
How you doing, guys?
Doing all right, best I can. You know, I just kind of wanted to bring you on. I want to pay tribute to J.C. the best way possible and bring the people who have worked with him on and, you know, maybe get some of your, you know, thoughts and memories of J.C.
I appreciate that. I think all JC's family and friends appreciate what you guys are doing too. You know, as well as his fans.
Yeah, not a problem, man. I just, you know, just trying to do the right thing. This guy gave his body for us, so the best we can do is do this.
I completely understand. I mean, JC's one of those guys that I think if you met him in the locker room or you met him anywhere, he's the greatest guy to be around, you know. He's got his demons just like anybody else does, but, you know, he's a fun-loving kind, you know, and he loved his business, and he loved everybody that was in it. I mean, you can't really say nothing about the guy. He's out there willing to go out and do anything it takes to entertain the fans.
Yeah, absolutely, man. He was over the top, man. He was definitely, you know, yeah, he pushed the limits on everything he did.
Well, he's affected a lot of people, and, you know, some of his close friends, you know, all work at CZW, and now it's his home. And, you know, come this Friday, we are, you know, we're going to not only celebrate the life of Chris Cash, but as well J.C. Bailey, and, you know, I hope fans come out and support not just for J.C., but for, you know, his friends, because, you know, they're going to need it. Guys like Drake Younger, who, you know, Drake gave his eulogy, you know, at his funeral, and then, pretty emotional time, and, you know, I think Jake wants everybody to be there. I think it's going to be a great night, you know, and then the following week we're going to head out to Indianapolis, and the friends of JC is going to be doing a show out there in case you guys aren't aware.
Yes, I am, but you go ahead and promo it.
You're going to have everybody out there, man, and you know, and it's all going to a good cause. It's all going to help out JC's family. I spoke to JC's mom all the time, you know, since it happened last week. You know, and dad a few times. And they're both, you know, they're both holding it down the best they can. But, you know, the strain of burying a son is not something that they were prepared for. We're going to try and help them out with that. You know, do the best we can. And Friday night, we're going to do 50-50s. Brutal Butcher Shop is designing a shirt that CZW is going to be selling to commemorate J.C. Bailey's career. We're going to send all the money to his mom to help for the funeral cost.
Yeah.
You know, and anything else we can do that day, we're going to try and, you know, help it out, you know, for our fallen brother.
Yeah, it's a great thing. I mean, you know, I mean, for, you know, Tournament of Death, I mean, he put his all out, you know, went to the finals. I mean, stuff he did from, you know, first round with Danny Havoc to Abdullah Kobayashi. I mean, that you couldn't even believe this guy came out on top and wrestled another match, you know, and then faced Scotty, and what an unbelievable show, man.
If you haven't seen it, you know, check it out. I mean, you'll see how much he loved doing this, you know, and, you know, this kind of, you know, might have contributed to his demise a little bit, but, you know, everybody understands what they're doing when they get into a wrestling ring. I mean, when you get into a wrestling ring and you're, you know, you're a hardcore wrestler, you're a deathmatch guy or whatever you want to, you know, call it, no matter if you're, you know, you're a guy who won't do that kind of stuff, you know what you're getting into. He went, you know, he falls to the wall. He's one of them guys like, well, I'll fucking do it if you don't want to. You know what I mean? He's way about it. I remember talking to him that he was that's about as straight as I've ever seen him. I know we were making some jokes about some stuff, and he kind of asked me, like, can I use this big funnel of lie to him? You know, because he wanted to do that thing where he put himself, I don't remember how it went down off the top of my head, but you know, Kobayashi had him wrapped in light tubes, and they were killing each other.
Oh, yeah. It was like a cylinder of light tubes you put around him and kicked the shit out of him. I can't imagine.
Well, that's
unbelievable.
I don't know very many people that would step up to the plate and go, hey, man, I want to do this because I think it's going to be cool and it's going to entertain people, and you know, we can make it make sense.
Yeah.
They see me had I wasn't his best friend, but we had a pretty tight bond. I remember, like, once the day he got out of jail, I was one of the first people to call him. And, you know, the very next day, the case is death, you know. And, you know, I brought JC back because I thought he could help CZW, and he came in there. And, you know, you guys.
I think he did.
Yeah. And you know, it was something unexpected. Nobody saw it coming.
Yeah, I
mean, that's just how he was. Sad to say, but I was the last person he called. You know, I still got the voicemail on my phone. You know, he talked to Jake Younger, called me. He was, you know, he did a little stint there in rehab, was trying to get his life straight. You know, some unfortunate things happened. You know, it was pretty hard because when I got the phone call the next morning from his mom, it was, you know, I'm listening to his voice, and I'm like, I'll call JC later. It's fucking annoying me, you know. And next thing I know, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm getting a phone call from his mom. I couldn't even understand her. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
You know, here we are. You know?
Yeah, the guy was amazing. It's a damn shame that, you know, we all have to be on these terms speaking about the man because, I mean, these guys deserve, you know, the top amount of respect in the business as is. And then, you know, sometimes it takes a man passing and then all of a sudden they get the respect too. And it's a shame, but, you know, I'm trying to change that a little bit.
Oh, I can see you guys are trying to help out. I mean, that's why we're here today. You want to help out. You want to show, you know, your appreciation and respect for guys like JC. I remember a few months ago we were doing this, you know, for Trent, you know.
Yeah.
This crazy shit's got to stop, man.
It does.
I mean, people got to start, like, looking out for each other, boys, man, too.
I think that's the most important thing. I think that's definitely the most important thing for you guys to take care of each other because, I mean, we're only fans looking on, and you're only going to give us what's safe for you to do. And I mean, yeah, maybe things have gone over the border, but at the same time, I like to quote, you know, somebody else that commented on the whole thing and said that JC wouldn't want this to stop. So by no means should it, you know, curb itself because of JC, but I think everybody needs to look at each other a little more and just make sure that, you know, people are safe because, you know, this business is losing too many people.
Well, I mean, I understand that hardcore wrestling attributed to it, but JC, you know, he wouldn't want us to stop. He'd be like, fucking man, he's going out there, DJ High, I want to tear the fuck up, man. I don't give a shit what they say. That's how he be. And, he would.
It is an impressionary thing.
That's how JC is, man. He's gonna be like, nah, man, we're gonna go out there and we're gonna tear the fuck up. Like, fuck that shit. I ain't no pussy. You know, that's just how JC would be. And, you know, if this was somebody else here, we were talking about somebody else, you had JC on, he'd say the same thing. You know, if we were talking about anybody else in this, same thing with Trent. Trent wouldn't want us to go out there and, you know, bullshit stuff. And, you know, he wants to go out there and poke their ass like we've been doing for years. And, you know what they paid to see. You know, they paid to see us go out there and do this. And we chose to do this. This was our move. You know,
absolutely.
And Jay stood in and knew it, and he loved his business. There was no getting around it. And he's got some close friends in this business, and I'm sure you guys are going to have tons of them on here. And people that, you know, I've left with the guy in the ring. You know, I've been on the road with the guy. You know, I've been there trying to help him through his personal demons. You know, like I said, he got out of rehab Saturday, like right before it happened. Like, you know, he was trying to do the right thing to get himself where he needed to be in life. But all he called, like, when he called us here, the voicemail I got from, he's like, man, I just want to see if I'm alone in September. I'm back. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm clean. I'm good to go. He's like, I just want to be a wrestler. And that's what he says. You know, for a guy that said, you know, life and say, look, all I want to do is be in a wrestling ring, you know, I mean, that's what he'd want for all of us to do. You know, and he wants to be there. And, I mean, you got a couple of events coming up with CW, and a friend, J.C. Bailey, out of the Midwest. And I believe Pondo is going to be doing some for him here soon.
Yeah.
He has family all over this. Man, all over the world. I mean, I got word from Big Japan, WXW Germany, they're sending goals to his family.
Yeah, well, anything you got to plug for, you know, that helps this man out, at least get his name out there, hopefully raise his money as well. But definitely, you know, let us know and we'll plug the shit out of it because, you know, it's all about taking care of these guys. And, I mean, you guys got more power over it than we do as fans, but, you know, we'll do anything to get the word out and actually, you know, really help.
All I can ask the fans, man, and anybody else that's listening in, is Friday night, CZW, is JC's home. All of his close friends work there. We're going to be passing a hat for him. We're going to try and raise the money for him with the shirt that, you know, Brutal Butcher Shop designed. It's going to be sick looking. You know,
the shirt is off the hook. I've seen it. It's the shirt is off the hook.
If you haven't seen the drawing, I found out today that it's up on Brutal Butcher Shop for Lars, this guy's name, Facebook. I mean, you guys got to check it out. I mean, come to the show, support the boys. I know it's Friday night. I know this weekend's a big weekend for wrestling. But, you know, you're going to enjoy yourself. You're going to see a few surprises. You know, and the boys need the fans much. And JC wants to be there. You know, I mean, I believe Frank Yager's going to be the main event wrestling with Sada. I mean, these are two guys that know JC really fucking well. You know, one of his best friends in his personal life, you know, a fellow member of Cult Fiction. And, I mean, they spent a lot of time. You know, they need to hear your voice, you know. And Drake especially, man. He's taking it really hard. I talked to him for the first time since the funeral yesterday. If you're in the Midwest, man, get to that J.C. Bailey Memorial Show, the tribute to him. I mean, come celebrate his life. It's similar to the way we did AfterFest. It was called AfterFest because Trent would have wanted a party. You know, J.C. would have wanted to have a good time to be in a wrestling ring. Like, seriously, I know I'm a promoter and I'm saying please come to the show, but I'm not saying this for my benefit. I'm saying it for the boys. You know, after talking to them, talking to J.C.'s family, you know, seriously, like, people, if you're listening, you're in the town of these guys' boys of mine, come out to the shows, support the boys, show J.C. Bailey, you know, that you love him. I don't care if you don't come to another show of the CZW Memorial ever, but, you know, show these guys the respect that, you know, they deserve. You know, let them know that, you know, you actually care and that, you know, you appreciate what they do. Not only let them know
absolutely.
That, we care, let them know, be loud, be you don't like a guy, let that guy know. Let that motherfucker know you hate him. If you love a guy, let him know. Let him hear you. Let JC hear you. Because he will be there in spirit, and he will be listening and watching it from above.
Yeah, I'll definitely be there Friday, and, you know, I hope everybody in that area supports BAM, that tribute to JC Bailey over there. There's going to be a lot of good wrestlers on the top of that card, and, you know, believe me, they're going to put it all out for JC. And, you know, this Friday, everybody's going to put it out for JC. They're going to put it out for Chris Cash. They're going to put it out for, you know, all the fallen wrestlers of CZW's past, Trent Acid, because, you know, this is what CZW does. They take care of their own. Again, I thank you for coming on, DJ.
Thank you, guys.
Pleasure. You not a problem, brother.
Thank you to all the fans, and I will talk to you guys soon.
Okay.
No problem, man. Talk to you later. Thanks.
Curse.
Peace, man.
No, I did not curse. I said freak. Freak. You're bothering me. Leave me alone now. I'll bring glasses.
That was our lost call or whatever you want to call it. You know, the one that wasn't played, and yeah, I definitely wanted to get it out there because, you know, DJ did, you know, come on and pay respect to JC, and everybody needed to hear that. So, you know, we got that out there, and as
hold on,
promised.
Hold on one second, Jay. All right, hold on.
Yeah.
Keep going.
And as promised, DJ did he did put the word out that, you know, his tribute show in Indiana was going to put out as it did, as they raised over $2,000 for the man. And he did promise that, you know, that show, CZW, I reviewed it last week, and it didn't get as good reviews as people might want, but they did put their emotion out there, and there's no maybes about that. I mean, it was a very, very emotional night, and this is why I understand what, you know, different things that may have transpired, because, I mean, to lose the amount of people in wrestling and to lose the amount of people in a tight circle, not just in wrestling as a broad spectrum, but in the tight circle that have been lost. I mean, to be running a tribute show for another guy, lose another guy leading up to that tribute show, and then have the former owner of the company and the reason why that company existed at all that inspired half of these guys to do what they did, lose his son within days of losing JC. And, I mean, the emotion in the building was just unbelievable. And, I mean, for these guys to even show up, I give them 1,000,000% credit. I know CZW is going to be back full force October 9th. You got Homicide and Sammy Callahan. You got A.R. Fox versus Adam Cole. I'm sure they got a lot of other shit they're going to line up for this. It's called It's Always Bloody in Philadelphia. And they're going to tear shit the fuck up, man. CZW is not, you know, it's not losing speed at all. What they just went through was an extreme emotional experience. And I'm glad that, you know, they did get a good turnout, and they did raise money, and they auctioned off the former Iron Man champion turned new horror championship. I was off by one number or some shit like that. I was upset, man. I would have hoisted that shit in my room. But, you know, it's great that they were able to raise money for John, and they were able to raise money for Bailey. I got the shirt and everything, and, you know, put in for the John's raffle and everything like that, and, you know, once again, pay respect for Chris Cash. But as I've said in the past, it's a damn shame that we even got to do this, man, because these guys should all still be here. But, you know, as DJ did promise, respect would be paid, and it was done tenfold, you know, on that show, and it was done on JC's show, and we got what we was promised. So, yeah, again, thank DJ for coming on, and I'm sure we'll have him on in the future. He's the owner of my favorite company, so what can we do? yeah, so, you know, that's just my feelings on that. And then, obviously, it came a little late, 2 weeks late, but I'm not the best with time.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, man, how many minutes we got?
Six minutes.
All right, yeah. I mean, I think we're pretty much good. You know, we got the picks in the bag. We got that little tiny scraps of wrestling out there that we could get. I mean, did whatever we could with it. And, you know, we played that lost interview. And I think we could pretty much call it a night. If there's anything else you want to add, Eric, you know, by all means.
No, not really. I have some stuff, but, you know, I've already discussed what I needed to talk about.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, much shout-out to everybody that comes out listening to us. Tune in next week. Hope the fuck there's more going on in wrestling between now and then, and, you know, we'll have a whole
nothing,
lot more shit.
And nothing bad. No deaths. Please, no deaths.
Yeah, fuck it.
I don't want no more tribute shows. We're done with tribute shows for a long time.
Yeah. Just not happening no more. So everybody stay healthy. Everybody stay up. You know, stay on your fucking feet, man. It's, you know, that's what it comes down to. You know, I'd rather see people leave the business alive than be in it dead. And I want everybody to take that shit to heart that may or may not listen to this, because I think there's people that could have left the business alive that ended up gone. You know what I mean? And that's just always been my personal view on it. I'm not going to name names or blame anybody for a bad decision, but I am going to say that, you know, sometimes you gotta take a different avenue. And there's no shame in doing something else to make the money for your family or, you know, your own well-being. And to take care of yourself. And that's just how I feel, man. I just rather people alive than dead. So, yeah, everybody stay up. Everybody hit us up next week. Y'all motherfuckers take notes, looking at fucking football picks, and watch how I trounce Eric on fucking Sunday. You know, he got me this week, but fucking next week's a different story. We'll see. Or maybe I'll show up here a fucking fool next week and be a fucking loser again, have another 6 wins. I'll be up to fucking, So in my pool outside of this, because I had 6 this week, I'll be here on 12 and 18 on the pool I actually play, you know, for cash.
Not good whatsoever.
Yeah, not good at all. But I don't really plan on that. I plan on running the fucking table and coming back to this bitch, fucking undisputed, fucking champion of this, yeah, back on top, all of that shit. Like, I'm gonna be the Nick Gage of fucking of football picks. I'm just smashing Eric in his face with football picks. You know,
yeah.
We'll see how it works out. I don't know, man. But yeah, check that shit out next.
It's all in good fun. Maybe we'll do some pre-record. Maybe we'll have some pre-records.
Yeah, maybe we'll have some guests on. That would be phenomenal. I might have to go work on that. And then, you know, definitely this football thing is going to be hilarious all season. Just watch us two idiots fucking go back and forth with our fucking opinions on a sport we don't play. It's fucking funny as hell. I could take a step back and look at myself and be like, look at this motherfucker. So everybody else, you know, enjoy that shit because it's funny. You know, and then definitely, yeah, we're going to get into a lot more shit next week. You know, Yakuza Kick Radio, every Thursday, 9 o'clock. Fucking check us out next week. As always, I'm J-Cab Mars, co-host Eric Williams.
Yep.
Peace out.